Indians play right here. Welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. Sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Montgomery, Alabama. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. I'm Mitch Petrie here in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth, and tonight the Wetumpka Indians will be taking on the Park Crossing Thunderbirds. They played each other in football, but the first basketball matchup between these two this season. The Indians come in with a 14-5 record, 1-1 in 6A Area 4 play, losing their most recent game to Stanhope Elmore on Friday night, but just a week ago beat Percy Julian to earn them that 1-1 record. Park Crossing comes into this game with a whopping 19-1 record, 3-0 in 6A Area 3, and currently on a 14-game win streak. It'll be a tough matchup here for the Lady Indians. They've got their work cut out for them tonight, but we are just a few minutes away from tip-off here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will get into our starting lineups, injury report, and listen to our presenting sponsors. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Protect what matters most with State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagan and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagan understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there. Call 334-478-3864. Or for a quote today.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
Welcome back here to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. We're just a minute and some change away from tip-off here. As I mentioned before, Lady Indians coming into this one with a 14-5 overall record. Got off to a really hot start with a 13-4 record. Best start in program history under Coach Harriet Winchester and in this program's history as a whole. again, talked about it a little bit earlier, but coming off of a loss on Friday night against rival Stanhope Elmore, but they'll be looking to get back that game on this coming Friday at home, and that'll be a big one. Looking forward to that one. But in that game, we had a couple of huge performances, and can't talk about that game without talking about Lexi Smith, the former Elmore County Player of the Year, transferring in from Edgewood County. Really had that breakout performance we've been expecting all season long. Finished the night with 19 points, going 50% from beyond the arc. Had 7 steals as well. Really impressive totals, showing why she's leading the state of Alabama in steals. Really a great defender for this Indians team. And then on the other side, you've got the Thunderbirds coming in from Park Crossing with a 19-1 record. And like I mentioned just a few moments ago, on a 14-game win streak. So should be an exciting matchup tonight. Indians looking to bounce back in Park Crossing. Look to continue their strong start to the season. Indians come out tonight. They are wearing their black uniforms with gold trim down the sides, gold numbers, and white and gold lettering. Park Crossing comes out wearing their white uniforms with maroon down the sides, maroon numbers, and blue, navy blue trim alongside them. Buzzer is about to sound, and as that does, we'll quickly get into our injury update presented by Baptist Health. Happy to report that this Indians team is fully healthy, locked in, and ready to go here tonight. And getting the start for the Indians, it'll be a few of familiar faces to Indians fans. They've really been kind of a core component. Getting the start tonight is number 2, Aaliyah Humphrey, the sophomore guard, Maya Richardson, the freshman guard as well, Layla Culpepper coming in and starting as well alongside Logan Banks and Queen Ballard. And getting the start for Park Crossing, it'll be Trindy Adams, Malia Meeks, Tyler Stagline, Cameron Kelly, and bringing it home and rounding out that starting five for Park Crossing, it will be number 0, Tariah McGee. It'll be Queen Ballard and Malia Meeks getting ready for tip-off. Referee talks to both of them real quick. He's got the ball in his hand, and we are ready to get this one underway. Indians win the tip-off, and ball goes into the hands of Aaliyah Humphrey. Calling some plays now, Coach Winchester and Humphrey signaling it to the team, passing around the top of the arc. Now it's in Maya Richardson's hand. Starts to drive inside. Logan Banks on the wing, back up top to Queen Ballard. Cross-court pass into the hands of Aaliyah Humphrey, and they found Logan down low, but as she went up for the shot, it was knocked away. Park Crossing coming the other way, and they are working quickly. Good pass down on the inside, and first points of the game go to Malia Meeks. Park Crossing out to a 2-0 lead. And Indians were trying to work quickly. At least Humphrey's pass intended for Queen Ballard was picked off right there. And Park Crossing still moving fast, but now slowing things down, passing around the top of the arc. They find a woman in the corner for 3. In and out, won't go down. That was Tyler Stangline on the shot. Rebound goes into the hands of Queen Ballard. Indians slowing it down a little bit now. And Humphrey will bring the ball across half court. And lost her dribble. It was poked away by Meeks, and Park Crossing on a fast break now, laying it up and in, and no problem there for Trinity Adams. And Park Crossing off to a 4-0 start with just a minute expired here in this first quarter. Indians moving the ball around top, find Queen Ballard down low. Not able to get the layup to go that time, but no problem there. Grabs her own rebound. Second chance points off the mark, but she'll get fouled and head to the free throw line with a chance to earn her points a little bit of a different way. Just a few minutes into this one, and really stuck out to me so far has been the speed that the Indians are playing with, and Park Crossing as well. Both teams kind of racing down the court. It's turning into a little bit of a track meet, except for that last position. Indians slowed it down just a little bit. Short arm is the first free throw, does Queen Ballard, and Indians still searching for their first points of the game. Ballard ready to shoot her second free throw now, and nothing but net that time. Good recovery from Queen Ballard, and Indians make it a 3-point deficit, 4-1. Thunderbirds on top. Park Crossing already on the other end of the floor, and cross-court pass finds its way into the hands of Stagline, now in the hands of Kelly. Catch and shoot 3, and nothing but net at that time for Tariah McGee, and it's a 7-1 lead for the Thunderbirds. Indians had a little bit of trouble battling the full court press there from the Thunderbirds, and it'll be a turnover. Park crossing coming the other way, and a layup off the mark that time from Cameron Kelly. Rebound goes to Queen Ballard, and she'll pass it over to Richardson. Richardson had it poked out for a second, but sticks with it. Steps into a three, and in and out that time, won't get it to go. Rebound goes into the hands of Kelly, and another fast break opportunity for the Thunderbirds. Layup off the mark from McGee. And Layla Couple will snag the rebound there, and she'll give it over to Humphrey. Humphrey slowing it down a little bit, taking her time, and will cross half court now. And trying to do it all yourself, charging to the rack, and floater off the mark that time. Rebound goes into the hands of Queen Ballard, not able to get the second chance points, though. Ball will trickle out of bounds, but it was the last touch by Tyler Stangline of the Thunderbirds, so it'll stick with the Indians on this end of the floor. Humphrey inbounds, and Queen Ballard will catch it, gets it back out to Humphrey, catching shoot three off the mark, but another offensive rebound for the Indians, and they'll stick with it. Maya Richardson charging down low, not able to get the shot that time, and rebound goes into the hands of the Indians, but as the Thunderbirds are trying to purge the pace, Aaliyah Humphrey, little fadeaway step back from about 5 feet, good shot there, and Indians have their first field goal of the night, making it a 7-3 score. Another three coming out of the hands of Stangline off the mark that time, and the ball will go out of bounds off the rebound, and they'll say it was touched by the Indians, so it'll stay on this end. 5 minutes and 2 seconds left in this first quarter. First quarter action presented by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen. And couple of passes now, but that one's poked away by Logan Banks. Banks trying to do it all herself, and she does. And Indians quickly closing this deficit. It's 7-5 now after the Banks layup. Passing around the top of the arc now, another three for the Thunderbirds. It comes out of the hands of Malia Meeks and straight through the hatch, giving Thunderbirds 10 to the Indians 5. Full court press here for the Thunderbirds, but Indians passing around, and Culpepper will find an open woman from three. Maya Richardson, nothing but net that time, trading threes back and forth are the Indians and Thunderbirds, 10-8. Indians trail. 4 minutes and 18 seconds left to go, and another three comes out of the hands. I think Maya Richardson got a hand on that one. Shot on that one was out of the hands of Malia Meeks, but it'll trickle out of bounds, and the referee's got to go searching for the ball there. Gets tucked away behind a couple of foam padding protecting the stage right there, and he's secured it now and gives it into the hands of the Thunderbirds. It'll be Kelly inbounding this one. She'll get it over into the hands of Makira Collins. Collins trying to find somewhere to go with it. It was poked away by Maya Richardson. Ends up in the hands of Aaliyah Humphrey, but AML to pass back down to Richardson. She had some room to work with, but just a little bit too strong there from Aaliyah Humphrey. Turnover on the Indians. Trinity Adams, the junior, will be the one bringing it up for the Thunderbirds. She'll cross half court now and pass it over into the hands of McGee. McGee over to Kelly. Kelly back into the hands of Adams. And she'll hand it off right there. And another pass finds its way into the hands of Meeks. And that 15-foot jumper from two off the mark there hit the back of the iron and bounced straight into the hands of Richardson. Richardson gave it over to Humphrey. And Humphrey gives it back to Richardson, working on the wing, now dribbling. Picks up her dribble and hands it back off behind her over to Culpepper. Banks has got it now out on the wing. Gives it back to Richardson. Richardson charging inside. Little floater. No problem that time. And that shot will tie the game for the Indians. Maya Richardson's already got five. And it's 10-10 here with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in this first quarter. And Humphrey jumps in front of a pass that came out of the hands of Taylor Stangline. And they'll find Maya Richardson down low. Nobody home. And she lays it up and in. Indians take a lead. And wow, Maya Richardson off to a hot start. 7 points for her already. First lead of the night for the Indians. It's 12-10 with 3 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. Indians have been playing some really strong defense in this one. Intercepted a couple passes and forced a couple of turnovers. Thunderbirds will fire a cross-court pass into the hands of Kelly in the corner, driving alongside the baseline, and they will pass it up top into the hands of Malia Meeks, and she's got seven already as well. 12-12 is your score now. Indians falls as they succumb to the full-court pressure that time, won't be able to get it up and in, and fighting for the rebound, and Second chance points for the Thunderbirds off the mark. Ball's on the floor, and Aaliyah Humphrey will dive in and tie that one up. It's a jump ball, but the possession arrow will point the way of the Thunderbirds, so it'll stay on this end of the floor. Queen Ballard will check out of the game now, and Lexi Smith will come in to take her place, as we mentioned in the RE/MAX Cornerstone pregame show. Smith had a really great game against Stanhope Elmore on Friday night, led the team in scoring. And catching and shooting the inbound pass is Cameron Kelly. Laid that one up, just about a five-foot jumper. And Indians back on top now. And tough break there for the Indians. Aaliyah Humphrey got trapped in the corner, stepped out of bounds, and a turnover on the Indians. A quick three comes out of the hands of McGee, off the mark that time. Rebound goes to Culpepper, and she'll give it over to Lexi Smith. Smith passed it back to Aaliyah Humphrey, but they'll get her for a travel there. A little bit of an interesting call there, because Smith never really picked up her dribble. Just as soon as one dribble came up, she grabbed it with her hand and passed it right back to Humphrey, but officials disagree with me on the call there. A minute and 55 seconds left in this first quarter. Thunderbirds with a two-point lead, and a three comes out of the hands, spins around, and falls out from Meeks. Rebound goes into the hands of Logan Banks, and Banks will bring it across half court, and she'll pass over to Humphrey. Aaliyah Humphrey working with it now, hands it off to Richardson. Richardson driving and comes out to the three-point line. The ball was poked away that time by Cameron Kelly. Thunderbirds coming the other way, and Aaliyah Humphrey, good hustle there to block the shot coming out of the hands of McGee. And Lexi Smith trying to find some room to work with. She'll bring it across half court, but she'll get fouled right there by Taraya McGee. First foul call of the game that goes against McGee. That's her first foul. Minute and 20 seconds left here in quarter number one. 14-12, your score. Indians trailing by two. Humphrey will inbound this one for the Indians and looking for somewhere to go with it, and she'll pass it into the backcourt to Smith, and Smith gives it right back to Humphrey. Driving inside, and a good pass over the top of her head. Lexi Smith, spin-around jumper off the mark that time. Rebound goes into the hands of Cameron Kelly. Kelly trying to do it all herself. Picks it up, tucks it like a running back, but layoff off the mark. Offensive rebound for Meeks, and second chance shot off the mark. Ball goes on the floor. Had a couple of people diving for it, but it was Logan Banks and Taraya McGee who went forward, and it'll actually be a timeout called on the floor by Coach Winchester. A minute left in this first quarter. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm Agent Jackson Hagen. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagen is there. WRFS is WRFS FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Back now, buzzer sounds, and the timeout is over. Good call on the timeout there. Saved the possession from becoming a jump ball from Coach Winchester. Layla Culpepper will be the one to inbound it. Your five out there for the Indians are Ballard, Banks, Smith, Richardson, and Culpepper. Aaliyah Humphrey checked out of the game. Queen Ballard came in and took her place coming out of the timeout. And officials talking about this real quick. I'm not exactly sure what the discussion is. I'll wait for a sign there. And Indians did call the timeout. So, yeah, just double-checking. A little bit of confusion from one of the referees there, making sure it was not a jump ball. But we're waiting a little bit still for things to get squared away now. Officials walking over to the park crossing coach. They are coached by Freya Smith and explaining the call to her. And whistle sounds, and Culpepper will inbound it to Richardson, who gives it right back to Culpepper into the hands of into the hands of Lexi Smith. Ball came over to me, but it came out of my hands. Wasn't able to catch it, and neither was Smith. Turnover on the Indians there. Inbounding for Park Crossing is Markia Collins, and she'll give it into the hands of Cameron Kelly. And Kelly working at the top of the arc now, and she'll pass it into the hands of Meeks. And cross-court pass intended for Collins, poked away by Layla Culpepper, but it was last touched by her, so the ball will stay on this end of the floor. 40.6 seconds left here in quarter number one. Indians trail by two. It's still 14-12. passing around the top of the arc now onto the Thunderbirds, looking for some room, and they find it in Kelly, who chucks up a three, and it falls through, giving Park Crossing that five-point lead. 26 seconds, and Indians were coming the other way. Maya Richardson lost it as she crossed half court, but a cross-court pass that came out of the hands of Meeks touched nothing but the hardwood, came straight out of bounds, so Indians will get the possession right back. Culpepper will inbound this one into the hands of Lexi Smith, and Smith back over to Richardson. Richardson passes to Culpepper, and Culpepper picks up her dribble, fires cross-court, but pass was intercepted. It was intended for Logan Banks, but Kelly will hit the deck, and Maya Richardson will charge in there and go ahead and tie it up. Actually, won't be a tie up there. It was a timeout called by Park Crossing's coach. So both coaches here in this first quarter using a timeout to save a jump ball and potential loss of possession. And Maya Richardson has really been the story of the game so far. Hit that three and had a couple of layups to go with it. She leads the Indians with 7 points. For Park Crossing, it's been Malia Meeks leading the way. She's also got seven, but Cameron Kelly's got five of her own as well. And finishing out the scoring for them, Tariah McGee nailed a three in that opening possession, giving them a hot start in the Thunderbirds. 7 seconds left to go, and Thunderbirds will inbound it from the wrong side of the court, so going to have to hustle here to get a shot off. And they'll pass it into the hands of Adams, and working down low into Meeks, spin around jumper, and nothing but net that time. Good shot there from Meeks. She's got nine now, and buzzer sounds, and that's it for the first quarter. And it's 19-12 with the Thunderbirds on top. Indians trail by seven, and we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports.
What matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video, live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Back now here in Montgomery, you're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. It's 19-12. Indians trail by seven. It was a tie ball game at one point, 12-12, but Thunderbirds went on a 7-0 run to close out that first frame. Thunderbirds will also get the ball to start here in this second quarter, and getting ready to inbound it for them is Trinity Adams. A junior will give it into the hands of Tariah McGee, and McGee directing traffic a little bit now, but she'll pass it over into the hands of Kelly. Still working along the top of the arc here, trying to look for a shot, but driving inside, it was McGee. They'll kick it back out to the corner, and airballing a three that time was Makira Collins, and Indians come away with the rebound. Maya Richardson working the other way, trying to pick up the pace a little bit, do it all herself, and floater a little bit short arm that time off the front of the iron, and coming the other way are the Thunderbirds. Picks up her dribble, does McGee, and passes it over to Kelly. They'll find a woman in the corner off the mark that time, Trinity Adams, but a rebound from the Thunderbirds will keep it on this end of the floor. Catch and shoot three off the mark that time for McGee. Queen Ballard snags the rebound and gives it right to Maya Richardson. Richardson slowing things down now a little bit, working just in front of the half-court line. She'll pass it over to Culpepper and giving it right back to Richardson. Richardson trying to create some space with the dribble, not able to do so, and she'll give it over into the hands of Culpepper. Culpepper drives inside off the mark, but grabs her own miss there, and looking for somewhere to go with it. She'll pass it to Queen Ballard, working in the low post, but that ball was poked away after one dribble from Queen Ballard by Makira Collins, but it was last touched by the Thunderbirds. Richardson will check out of the game, and Aaliyah Humphrey will come in to take her place. A minute expired here in this second quarter, 19-12 is your score. Indians trailing by seven. Chance to cut the deficit here, though. And they'll inbound it right into the hands of Smith. Catch and shoot three. Nothing but net that time. Good shot from Lexi Smith. She shot the ball at a 50% clip last Friday against Stanhope Elmore. And a good shot there from Smith, closing this gap just a little bit. And a good find on the inbound from Aaliyah Humphrey. Had to fix the net situation real quick. Culpepper hit nothing but the net, and it shot back up inside of itself. Had to grab it down, but they do so. And now working the other way are the Thunderbirds. They're passing around the top of the arc. Catch and shoot three. Spins around and rolls out. That time came out of the hands of Malia Meeks. Humphrey with the ball. Crosses half court now, charging, and finds Lexi Smith in the corner. She's trapped and looking for somewhere to go with it. Starting to dribble and looking for somewhere to go. She'll go inside and draw the foul on Taria McGee. Just kind of ran right into her. Good job to draw the foul there. And Humphrey will be the woman to inbound it for the Indians. Looking for somewhere to go with it. It was covered well. And the inbound pass was picked off by the Thunderbirds. Trinity Adams lays it up and in and gives the Thunderbirds another lead. This time it's 6 points, 21-15, with 2 minutes expired here in this second quarter. Humphrey was looking for Lexi Smith, but the ball was touched by Markira Collins and fell out of bounds. Indians inbound it now. Humphrey gives it to Smith. Smith crosses half court. They inbounded it to the back court, but playing some tight defense on her is McGee. Good spin move to get her off the ball there and passing over to Culpepper. Culpepper's pass didn't have enough steam on it, and it was picked off by Trinity Adams, but Aaliyah Humphrey snags it right back, getting a steal right there. Jumper from the free throw line. Nothing but net that time. A little bit of a fadeaway. Maybe could have been a foul call. It was not, though, but a good shot there from the Indians, turning that turnover into some points. Catch and shoot three for the Thunderbirds. They've chucked up a lot in this first half, but off the mark that time, it came out of the hands of Collins. Logan Banks grabbed the rebound and gives it over to Aaliyah Humphrey. Humphrey passes inside to Banks, back out to Lexi Smith. Step over three, off the mark that time. Rebound goes into the hands of the Thunderbirds and trying to go on a little bit of a fast break here, and they do. Markira Collins passes it underhand into the hands of Taria McGee, who lays it up and in, and 23-17. Indians lost it when they were coming the other way, and another three from McGee off the mark that time. Hit the backboard and fell straight down into the hands of Layla Culpepper, and Culpepper was working on the double team there. And they'll get Cameron Kelly for the foul there. She's trying to cut between the double team, and they'll get Kelly for the reach-in foul there. Checking into the game now is Tyler Stanglein, and she'll take the place of McGee. Indians successfully inbounded this time. Park crossing is backed off the full court press a little bit. Malia Humphrey directing traffic, but now starts charging down low. Finds Queen Ballard, who lays it up and in. Good job there from Queen Ballard. She's got three now, and it's 23-19. Thunderbirds working the other way. Spin around jumper off the bank and down through. Good shot there from Malia Meeks. She's already in double figures. She's got 11. Winchester. Coach Winchester was trying to call for the timeout there, not able to get it. Aaliyah Humphrey had the ball on the wing, started charging inside, but they'll get Kelly for another foul. That's two in the last minute there for Kelly. And Indians doing a really good job of drawing fouls right now. Park Crossing has five fouls to the Indians. Zero have not committed a foul yet in this game, playing a really clean game of basketball. I'll pass it over to Lexi Smith. She was looking down low for Queen Ballard, but the ball was poked away. Last touch by the Thunderbirds, and will stay on this end of the floor. They still have not credited Aaliyah Humphrey with that two-point shot. There they do on the scoreboard. It was showing 25-17 there for a few minutes, but they finally get it corrected. It's 25-19, and it's 4 minutes to go in this second quarter. Indians inbounded all the way back to Richardson, but she'll pass it over into the hands of Humphrey. Humphrey had the ball poked away. It's Collins trying to do it all herself, and she lays it up and in. First points of the game for Markira Collins. Humphrey trying to pick up the pace a little bit. Culpepper from beyond the arc, and Wedgie's kind of against that rim and falls out into the hands of the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds still charging down the court, trying to push that pace as much as they can. But layup was off the mark that time, and they called the offensive foul there. I think it was a travel on the floor there for Kelly. And Culpepper inbounds it into the hands of Richardson, giving it right back and passing around. Thunderbirds back in the full court press now, but they leave a man open, and it was Culpepper. She'll pass it back out to Lexi Smith. Catch and shoot three off the mark that time, and Indians not able to snag the rebound. And Park Crossing coming the other way. They find Kelly charging down into the paint, not able to get it that time, and a putback attempt from Meeks off the mark. Indians snag this rebound. It's 27-19. Culpepper will give it over to Humphrey, and Humphrey taking her time to get across half court here, trying to slow down this pace a little bit. Park Crossing wants this one to turn into a track meet, so Humphrey trying to slow things down a little bit. Spin around, pass back into the hands of Smith, and Smith was looking for Humphrey, trying to give it right back to her, but Cameron Kelly snagged the pass right there, and they'll get Lexi Smith for the foul. That's the first call of the game on the Indians, and of course the first foul for Lexi Smith as well. It'll be Trinity Adams inbounding this one, and she'll give it right to Kelly. Kelly slowing things down now, walking up. She's about 5 feet beyond the arc. Guarded by Maya Richardson, playing some tight defense. They'll pass it into the free throw line. Now down low. That ball trickles around a little bit, coming out of the hands of Markira Collins, but it falls through for the Indians, and Park Crossing leads it by 10, now 29-19. Coach Winchester will take another timeout there as the Indians are facing a little bit of trouble from that full court press from the Thunderbirds. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. I know buying or selling a home is a big decision, and that's why I treat every client like family. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or anything in between, I'll make the process as smooth as possible. I'm Beverly Wright at RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, here to serve you.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Indians have possession here to start out this one, and they'll give it into the hands of Richardson. Richardson gives it over to Humphrey, who drives just a few feet inside the three-point line, but kicks it back out to Culpepper. They're passing around the top of the arc now. And Smith drove inside, fired it back out to the free throw line into the hands of Culpepper, but her shot was off the mark. Thunderbirds come crashing down the other way and working and trying to find some room inside. Indians really defending that paint. Maya Richardson blocks a shot there, and it goes right back into the hands of the Thunderbirds, and they find an open Malia Meeks, who has a little 8-foot jumper that falls through. 31-19. Thunderbirds on top. Still the full court press here for the Thunderbirds, but Indians will get it across court. And it was Maya Richardson able to do it. Passing over to Aaliyah Humphrey, and a catch and shoot three from Richardson. Nothing but net that time, and a much needed three there for the Indians, cutting back into this Park Crossing lead. It's a little bit of a scoring drought there for the Indians, but good job there from Richardson to end it. And a couple of rough passes there on the other end of the floor for the Thunderbirds. It was last touched by Markira Collins. It was poked out by Lexi Smith and then hit the hands of Collins. So turnover there. Indians inbound it. And trying to go fast there. And they are. A couple of really nice passes there. Queen Ballard trying to go up with it. And her shot off the mark that time. Rebound goes into the hands of Collins. Collins passes over into the hands of Adams. Ball was poked away there for a second, but Maya Richardson will do a good job to come in and come tie it up. Waiting to see. waiting to see right there. Lexi Smith was trying to check into the game there. Didn't get the signal from the officials. Logan Banks will take a seat. That foul call went against Maya Richardson. They'll say it was a reach-in, and so ball will stick with the Thunderbirds on this end of the floor. 55 seconds left here in this second quarter. They'll inbound it into the hands of Stangline, trying to drive inside. A little bit of contact there from Queen Ballard. Won't get the call. Shot off the mark that time, and rebound was in the hands of the Thunderbirds, but is poked away by Lexi Smith. Richardson, good Euro step, lays it up and in, much to the delight of the Indians fans. As you can hear behind me, Maya Richardson is the leading scorer here for the Indians. She's really taking charge of this game. 30 seconds now, and Thunderbirds working the other way. Catch and shoot three off the mark that time from Stangline. Thunderbirds had it for a second, and surprised they didn't call the jump ball there. It stays as a live ball there off the mark that time, and they'll foul on the shot. That one goes against Maya Richardson again. Two quick fouls for Richardson on the last two possessions. And it'll be Cameron Kelly at the free throw line here for the Thunderbirds. 31-22, Park Crossing on top. And Kelly will drop the first one through the net. Couple of substitutions here. Malia Meeks will check out of the game, and Jalea Johnson will come in to take her place. Layla Culpepper takes a seat on the bench as Logan Banks comes in her place. Trying to figure out what's going on now. Oh, the Indians have 24. So it's 31-24. Sorry about that. They just finally put the bucket for Maya Richardson. Didn't notice that it was off, but 31-24 and now 32-24 after both free throws go down the hatch for Cameron Kelly. 15 seconds on the clock. Leah Humphrey crosses half court. She's taking her time a little bit, but still has got room to work with. Good spin move puts a defender on skates. She'll find Queen Ballard back up top to Richardson. Now into the hands of Humphrey. 5 seconds on the clock. They've got to get a shot off here. Lexi Smith has her shot attempt blocked, and that'll sound the buzzer there. They found Smith, but nothing doing. 32-24 is your score at halftime. Indians trail it by 8. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, it'll be time for the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. Stick around. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. I'm Mitch Petrie here in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. Just me tonight, no color commentary, so hopefully you don't get annoyed with my voice. Lord knows my girlfriend sure does. Indians have a couple of players in doing well here tonight. Number one player that sticks out has got to be Maya Richardson. She's leading the Indians in scoring right now with 12. She went from 2 from 3 from beyond the arc and 3 of 4. So remarkable from inside the three-point line. Richardson has done a really great job so far, has a couple of rebounds and 2 steals to go with it so far, definitely leading this Indians team. Aaliyah Humphrey came in. She's got 4 points, but she's got 4 assists and 3 steals to go with it, doing a great job of facilitating that ball all over the court. Lexi Smith hit a 3 in that first half and did a great job there. Only 2 fouls here on the Indians, so doing a great job of staying out of foul trouble. But this full court press from the Thunderbirds has really started to get to the Indians. They had 8 turnovers in that first half, something to watch for as this game goes on. Thunderbirds were really playing some tight defense. On the other side of the court, Thunderbirds have a couple of players leading the scoring totals. Malia Meeks has got 13, and Cameron Kelly comes in with 7. But Kelly with 2 fouls, definitely something to watch for as this game goes on. Richardson has got 2 fouls as well. Indians have a couple of players really doing well on the boards right now. Layla Culpepper, don't hear her mentioned too often when talking about rebounds, but really hustling everywhere all over the floor. She's got 7 rebounds already in this one. Queen Ballard's got 4 of her own and a steal and an assist for Queen Ballard to go along with her 3 points as well. Couple of minutes left here in halftime. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, it'll be time for third quarter action. It'll be all action the rest of the way. You're listening to the Collier Ford of Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Collier.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems, let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is built by Russell DeWitt Center. From key cutting and propane refills to contractor services and expert advice for your next project, turn to Russell DeWitt Center in Wetumpka.
And welcome back to the closing minutes of halftime. And before we get into this third quarter action, I want to remind you that Wharf Casual Seafood is fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. From shrimp and fish to po' boys and salad, enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. Seconds here left on this halftime clock. Indians trail it 32-24. Park Crossing on top. But really, as we get into the rest of this game, the third and fourth quarters coming up, Indians have really struggled with this full court press that the Thunderbirds have come out with. They have forced 8 turnovers from the Indians by coming out in that full court press. But Indians only down 8. You clean up some of those turnovers and you are right back in this thing. Indians have also played some really good defense, alluding to that 8-point lead despite turning the ball over just as many times. Indians will have possession here to start this one. And Maya Richardson, Queen Ballard, Aaliyah Humphrey, Logan Banks, and Layla Culpepper will be your 5 on the floor for the Indians. And there's the whistle from the stripes. And quick inbound into the hands of Aaliyah Humphrey. Kicks it back over to Culpepper. And now Queen Ballard all passing around the top of the arc. She'll give it back to Humphrey just in front of the half-court logo, driving alongside. But Richardson comes into a trap right there. Double team. She had a little overhand hook pass intended for Aaliyah Humphrey. Just a little bit too much on it. Sailed over the head of Humphrey and out of bounds. Thunderbirds inbound it. And it goes into the hands of McGee. Collins, McGee, Kelly, Trinity Adams, and Malia Meeks are your 5 out there for the Thunderbirds. Couple of passes and a long 2 that goes down for Malia Meeks. She led the Thunderbirds in the scoring in that first half and continues to score the ball. 10-point lead now for the Thunderbirds. Richardson trying to do it all herself, has her shot blocked, but sticks with it and finds Logan Banks off the mark. That time Queen Ballard gets the offensive board. First shot attempt not going to go down for Queen Ballard, but she'll get fouled on the second one, and Queen will head to the free throw line. That foul called on Malia Meeks, the leading scorer there for the Thunderbirds. Ballard getting ready to shoot her first free throw, and that one rattles around, drops through there. First points of the quarter and this half for the Indians, coming by way of Queen Ballard. She's done a great job all season on the glass, really leading this team in rebounds and has gotten a lot of foul calls on putback opportunities. That free throw off the mark that time, and rebound goes into the hands of Kelly. They'll find McGee down in the corner, fakes the three, drives inside. They'll find Meeks and a couple of passes before they find another woman in the corner, and off the mark that time was Trinity Adams, but a catch and putback attempt comes out of Cameron Kelly's hands, and it falls through. Indians turn the ball over on the inbound for a second, but Humphrey ripped it right away, and just a couple of loose ball issues here. A couple of people trying to get involved, but Logan Banks will stick with it, and they'll pass it into the hands of Maya Richardson. She was open out there on the wing, but as she drives inside, and, well, off the mark that time. They get her for the travel. Another turnover on the Indians. Passing around the top of the arc now are the Thunderbirds, driving inside but finding a woman. It was McGee first, but she finds Collins, who lays it up and in, extending this Thunderbirds lead 38-25. Still four-court press here for the Thunderbirds. Humphrey trying to work with it, and she'll give it over to Richardson, who brings it across half court. Richardson trying to create some space here on the dribble right in front of that half-court logo. She'll pass over to Banks. Banks kick it back over to Richardson. Richardson out on top of the arc, over into the hands of Ballard, and Ballard now gives it to Culpepper, who crashes down inside, layoff off the mark that time. Collins gets the rebound, trying to go coast to coast with it, and she does. Everything coming up here for the Thunderbirds in this quarter. Lexi Smith will head up to the scores table, get ready to check in as Layla Culpepper brings it across half court. She'll hand it off into the hands of Richardson, but Richardson gets the foul call there. That's number three on Cameron Kelly, who has 9 points so far, second highest scorer for this Thunderbirds team, and that's three on Kelly. Lexi Smith will check in, take the place of Logan Banks, and Layla Culpepper standing right in front of me, getting ready to inbound this one. She's looking for Lexi Smith, but the ball was poked out by Kelly. Indians will try this one again. And Culpepper looking for somewhere to go with it, has to pass it into the backcourt, into the hands of Richardson. Richardson slowing things down a little bit, calling a play now, and she'll bring it across half court. Driving inside, long range two off the mark that time for Richardson. And rebound goes into the hands of Collins. She'll find Kelly down low. Nobody was home that time, and more fast break points here for the Thunderbirds. Long inbound pass into the hands of Smith, but Smith was looking for Humphrey down low. Not able to get it to go was Humphrey, but good, again, put back attempt there from Queen Ballard. She'll get the second chance points there for the Indians. And they'll get McGee for the travel right there on the inbound. Took a couple of steps with it, but just carried the ball there for a second. Elbow that one real quick. Substitution here for the Thunderbirds. Kelly will come out of the game, and taking her place is Tyler Stangline. Culpepper getting ready to inbound it, and she'll give it into the hands of Smith. Smith back over to Culpepper, standing on the wing, and Culpepper trying to drive inside, loses the dribble there, was poked away by Markira Collins, and a turnover on the Indians. Collins will bring it, McGee will bring it across half court. Couple of passes around the top of the arc, but it finds its way back into the hands of McGee. Really high pass there, almost looked like a shot, and it was intended for Stangline. And Humphrey tried to intercept it, but kind of bounced off of her hands and rolled on out of bounds. Collins will inbound it again. Into the backcourt and the hands of McGee. And McGee will pass it over to Meeks. Meeks working alongside the top of the arc. There she'll pass cross-court into the hands of Adams before it finds its way back into the hands of McGee. McGee back over to Meeks. Thought about the three, but will hand it back off instead. Crashing down low, and a tough shot there from Tamariah McGee. Kind of coming in just a little hook shot from about 8 feet. All of her momentum, though, is carrying her straight towards the baseline. Good shot there. Lexi Smith with it now on the other end of the floor. High arcing pass into the hands of Queen Ballard, who lays it up and in. And good shot there from Queen Ballard. It's 44-29. And as so, Indians coach Harry Winchester will take a timeout as the Indians trail by 15. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at radioalabamasports.net.
Now coming out of this timeout, 4 minutes and 2 seconds left in this third quarter. 44-29 is your score. Indians trailing by 15. And a little slow coming out of the timeout. There are the Thunderbirds, but they'll have possession to start this one, and it'll be Trinity Adams getting ready to inbound it, and they do right into the hands of Meeks. And coming quickly, and it was McGee yet again. They found her in that paint, just completely open. Nobody was home there, and Thunderbird still in this full court press, but a couple of passes before they find Maya Richardson, who can bring it across half court. Stepping into a three, Richardson off the mark that time, and rebound went the way of the Thunderbirds, but I believe they'll call a foul on Queen Ballard for an over the top foul, and they will. 46-29, your score now. And quickly, coming the other way were the Thunderbirds, off the mark that time. And waiting for the call here, officials blow the whistle. And they'll get Tariah McGee. That's her third foul. Get her for a reach in there. Off ball foul, though. And now we're waiting for the officials hand the ball over to Layla Culpepper. She'll be the one to inbound it this time. And a full pass, full court pass there to Lexi Smith. They'll get her for a travel there. Man, I'm not sure I agree with that call. She never picked up her dribble. I mean, she was dribbling all the way through to the basket there. A little bit of a rough call on Smith, but layoff was off the mark regardless, so will not wave off a basket at least. Thunderbirds working with it the other way. And Sloan getting her first minutes and her first touch in this one. They'll make a couple passes across the top of the arc and driving inside. It was Tyler Stanglein. She'll stop her dribble, and from about 8 feet, Leia hit a nice two-point jumper there. First points of the game for Stanglein. Humphrey picks up her dribble, working along the top of the arc there. She'll pass it over to Culpepper, and Culpepper hands it off to Smith. Smith trying to find somewhere to go with it. Starts dribbling and picks up her dribble right at the top of the arc into the hands of Humphrey. And Humphrey was looking for Queen Ballard. The ball was poked away and now coming the other way. Good pass there into the hands of Markeer Collins, who lays it up. And in 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in this one, 50-29, Indians trail. And there was a foul call there, and Indians, I believe, will get called for it. Not sure who that foul was on, but now it'll be the Thunderbirds inbounding from below their own basket. They'll inbound it into the hands of Stanglein. Stanglein picks up her dribble, fires it back out to Collins. Cross-court pass to Meeks, standing in the corner. And now they'll give it into the hands of Sloan. Back over to Collins, who drops in a three. And Markeera Collins has already got 9 points here in this second half. Had four in the first half, puts her at 13. Richardson trying to do it all herself, brings it across half court. Long range two, off the mark, offensive rebound though for Logan Banks, who lays it up and in for the Indians, 31-53 now. And Queen Ballard will foul Markeera Meeks, who is driving inside on that one, but gets the foul from Queen Ballard. Shot did not go through, so Meeks will head to the line shooting two free throws. A minute and 57 seconds left here in this third quarter. First free throw, nothing but net there for Malia Meeks. Extending this Thunderbirds lead out to 23. And Meeks short arms that second free throw and first hit the hands of Queen Ballard, but finds its way into the hand of Banks. She'll give it over to Culpepper, who passes over to Humphrey. Humphrey with a double team, but slicing around the defenders, loses her dribble. It ends up in the hands of Markira Collins. Collins fires across the court and was trying to find somewhere to go with it. It ended up in the hands of Kaylin Kelly, the senior, and they'll get Kelly for the travel on that one. Turnover there on the Thunderbirds, and Indians will inbound it. Layla Culpepper looking for somewhere to go with it, and she'll find Maya Richardson. Richardson full steam ahead, not a lot of defenders ahead of her. She'll pass it out, and wing three airmailed there from Humphrey. And they were looking to pass it back to Richardson at the top of the key there, but it trickles into the backcourt. Layla Culpepper came crashing down for it, and she'll touch it, and that will unfortunately be a backcourt violation on the Indians. It'll be Kaylin Kelly inbounding this one here for the Thunderbirds, but she'll inbound it right into the hands of Logan Banks. Banks looking like she wants to go coast to coast with it and tries to go up with it, and it'll be a foul call on Markira Collins there. Banks not able to make the shot, but she'll head to the charity stripe here with a minute and 23 seconds left to play here in this third quarter. Indians have not really shot a lot of free throws here despite the fouls. A lot of the fouls have just been on the floor. Just a couple of trips to the free throw line for the Indians, and Logan Banks off the mark with that first free throw. Ty Dillard will get ready to check into the game. She'll take the place there of Layla Culpepper. Banks now about ready to shoot her second free throw. And not able to get it that time. They'll get a foul call on the floor there, and that one will go against Humphrey. Didn't see the sign there from the official. I would assume it was an over-the-back foul charging in for that rebound. They'll inbound it, the Thunderbirds will, into the hands of Stangline. Humphrey trying to force a turnover here. And working the other way with it now is Kelly. A couple of passes here. They'll find Collins. Underhand layup attempt off the mark, but grabs her own miss there and puts it back. Second chance points there for the Thunderbirds in 56-31. Full court inbound there into the hands of Richardson. Richardson was trying to pass it to Banks, not able to do so, and now crashing the other way. Thunderbirds, and a loose ball on the floor, finds its way into the hands of Humphrey. Got one woman ahead of her, but steps into a three. Transition three. Nothing but net that time for Aaliyah Humphrey, closing this gap just a little bit. 36 seconds left in this third quarter. Thunderbirds already dribble driving on the other end of the floor. It was Collins who finds Williams, Kendall Williams, but not able to have it go down that time. Aaliyah Humphrey trying to do it all herself. Layup attempt a little bit too strong there. Flies off the backboard, and Thunderbirds already have it the other way. It's a whole host of Indians there guarding Collins. And they'll fire a couple passes now before finding Kaylin Kelly on the other end of the floor. But as she went for that shot attempt at three, she traveled there. They'll blow it dead here. 56-34, Indians trailing by 22. 8.2 seconds left in this third quarter. And if Indians are going to want to get a shot off here, they'll need to go quickly. High arcing pass over to Aaliyah Humphrey. Humphrey, Euro step. Ooh, tough layup there. A little bit of a jelly roll there for Aaliyah Humphrey. And that'll close the gap to 20 as we get in to this fourth quarter. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at russelldewittcenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDoItCenter.com. RussellDoItCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CACC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. About time here for this fourth quarter in Montgomery. Stick around after this one. We'll have the boys matchup coming up right after this one. The game will start about 10 minutes after this one concludes. Three off the hands that time of Kendall Williams. Not able to get this inbound in, though. It was stolen away by Kelly, but off the mark that time. They were trying to pass it over into the hands of Adams, but trickles right back out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers there. Actually, they'll say it was last touched by the Indians and Layla Culpepper. So they'll inbound this one. Three comes out of the hands of Kendall Williams. Not able to make it that time. Long pass there for Layla Culpepper, intended for Maya Richardson. Had nobody home in front of her, but the pass was taken away there by Trinity Adams. And a couple of passes here, and working alongside the wing there is Adams. And a deep three comes out of the hands of Cameron Kelly, but off the mark that time. Rebound goes into the hands of Smith. She'll find Culpepper, who lays it up and in. First points of the night there for Layla Culpepper, 59-38 with 7 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Taraya McGee trying to do it all herself off the inbound pass, and she does. A layup goes in for her off the backboard. They'll inbound this one into the hands of Richardson. Richardson trying to work it across half court. She'll pass it into the hands of Kai Dillard, who loses it for a second but sticks with it. But steps out of bounds there. Was looking for Lexi Smith on the pass and just stepped on that sideline before she could get the pass off. They'll inbound this one, the Thunderbirds will, into the hands of Taraya McGee. She's guarded by Kai Dillard, standing right in front of half court, drives inside and finds a nice bounce pass there to Malia Meeks, who lays it up and in. And waiting to see where this ball goes. Logan Banks inbounded it into the hands of Lexi Smith, but Adams came crashing in. They'll say it was last touched by Adams and the Thunderbirds. Whistle blows, and Smith will inbound it into the hands of Culpepper. Culpepper works backwards for a second to escape the double team, but she'll pass it over to Richardson. Richardson driving, trying to find somewhere to go with it, but she'll pass back out to Culpepper. Culpepper gives it back to Richardson. It's just a passing between the two of them there. High arcing pass inside for Queen Ballard. Off the glass and in for Queen Ballard. And 63-40, your score now. 6 minutes left to go here in this one. Cameron Kelly trying to work down inside. Good sidestep there, but off the mark that time. Ball will roll out of bounds, but last touch by Logan Banks. Thinks the Indians thought it went out on the Thunderbirds there, but it'll stick with Park Crossing. They'll inbound this one all the way to behind the arc into the hands of Taria McGee. She'll pass it over to Malia Meeks. Catch and shoot three. Drops right through for Kendall Williams. That's her second three since she's come into this one. And a 66-40 score now. Thunderbirds still on top. Inbound pass from Richardson for Culpepper was poked out of bounds by Williams, but last touch by her. So Indians will try it again. Full court press now, still for the Thunderbirds, and trying to find Lexi Smith, but as Maya Richardson was trying to get open there, they'll call her for an off-ball foul there. Sorry, that foul actually won't go on Richardson. It'll go against Trinity Adams. Coach Winchester trying to call a timeout. They finally give it to her. 5 minutes and 32 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. Indians trailing by 26. Stick around, and we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Back now here, and Indians will inbound this one right away into, from Culpepper into the hands of Richardson. Richardson was trying to do it all herself, thinking about it for a second. She'll pass it back out to Smith on the top of the arc. Smith works inside and was looking for Logan Banks. Pass thrown away by McGee. She'll find Kelly. Nobody home in front of her, and Kelly lays it up and in, extending this Park Crossing lead to 28. 5 minutes and 12 seconds left to go. Indians trying to get back in this one and working quickly, and they'll pass it out. Layla Culpepper thought about the three there. Drives inside. Floater off the mark that time. They'll get a foul call, though, and it'll send Culpepper to the free throw line. That one goes against Malia Meeks. Five minutes and 2 seconds left to go, and Culpepper, free throw off the mark that time. And Smith will check out of the game. Aaliyah Humphrey will come in and take her place. Banks, Ballard, Culpepper, Humphrey, and Richardson are the five out there for the Indians right now. Not able to connect on that second free throw again for Culpepper, and almost had the steal there, but losing the dribble there was Cameron Kelly. She stuck with it, though, and will hand it off to McGee, working on the far side of the wing. Driving inside now, bounce pass into the hands of Meeks, and nothing but net there for Malia Meeks from beyond the arc. Good three-point shot there, 71-40. Thunderbirds on top. And Humphrey gets whistled there on the inbound, and you'll get a whole heap of substitutions here for Park Crossing. All five of their players will come off the floor, and you get five new ones out there. It's Markira Collins, Kaylin Kelly, Tyler Stangline. And speaking of that, Stangline, three rattles around and falls out, and Jaleah Johnson and Jaleesa Sloan are your five out there for the Thunderbirds. And Humphrey tries to go for the steal there, but gets the foul call. And Indians will inbound this one. That foul goes against Tyler Stangline of the Thunderbirds. And Indians about to do the same thing here, put in their bench players. Charlisa Gibbs will be out there for the Indians alongside Azaria Peak, Jayla Merkerson, Madison McDade, and Lillian Wellborn. And passing around the top of the arc now. A couple of passes there, but Merkerson's pass, she was looking for Gibbs off the mark that time. And foul on the other end of the floor now. It was an offensive foul going against the Thunderbirds, so a turnover for them there. 33 minutes and 12 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Got a running clock now, and Peak will pass it over into the hands of Kai Dillard. Kai Dillard cross court over into the hands of Wellborn, but not able to stick with it that time. She passed, it was looking for Jalen Merkerson, but the ball swatted out of bounds there by Jaleesa Sloan. Dillard will inbound it now, and she'll give it over to Peak in the near corner. Pass back to Gibbs, three off the mark that time, and she sticks with it, though. Comes crashing in, gets her own miss, and second points off His second points, no good. Second chance points, no good there. Sorry about that. But there goes Ty Deller getting another steal, trying to get some points this time, and it goes through, much to the delight of the Indians crowd. And closing this gap just a little bit, but it'll probably be too little too late. And the Thunderbirds were working the other way. A quick shot there comes out of the hands of Jaleesa Sloan. Off the mark that time. And they'll get a substitution here real quick. Will the Thunderbirds, Kendall Williams, will check into the game, taking the spot of Tyler Stangline. Zaria peeks high on her shoe real quick, but she'll be the woman to get this inbound pass from Kai Dillard. Dillard gives it right to her, and Peek will give it right back. And Dillard brings it across half court now. Jump pass into the corner. Wellborn for three. Rattles around, falls out. Good offensive rebound there from Merkerson. And she'll pass it back out to the top. And a couple of passes now, and it finds its way into the hands of Wellborn. Wellborn not able to hold it down at that time. And Merkerson trying to block the shot on the other end of the floor. She got a hand on it that time. Kendall Williams went up for it. Clock still running here, a minute and 25 seconds. Merkerson will check out of the game, and it will give Izzy Harwell a chance to get some minutes in this one. Markira Collins getting ready to inbound this one for the Thunderbirds, and she does so into the hands of Williams, and back over to the top of the arc now. Three off the mark there for the Thunderbirds. Rebound goes into the hands of Madison McDade, and she'll give it over to Wellborn. Wellborn driving inside, but now passes to McDade. McDade was going up for the shot there, but she gets foul call. That one will go against Kendall Williams of the Thunderbirds, and McDade will head to the charity stripe here for the closing minutes in this one. First free throw shot coming, and nothing but net that time for Madison McDade. She'll get her first points of the night here. 71-43, your score. And McDade, second free throw, not as fortunate. And rebound will go into the hands of Jalea Johnson. Johnson will kick it down into the far corner, who gives it right back to Johnson in the paint. Ball's on the floor now, is poked out, and Dillard will come away with it, and they'll get her for a travel there. Not exactly sure how. She was laying on the floor and then kind of rolled over, but unfortunate foul call and turnover there on the Indians. And shot off the mark there that time for the Thunderbirds. And ball on the floor now. A couple of people diving for it. And Thunderbirds will get it. Not able to get the tie up that time for the Indians. And laying it up and in was Jaleesa Sloan there for the Thunderbirds. 73-43. Kai Dillard gets the inbound. She'll pass it over to Peek. Peek passes inside for McDade. Can't hold on to it. And stolen away, ball will go out of bounds there. Kaylin Kelly was looking for somewhere to go with it. Airmailed it over the heads of Markira Collins, and Indians get the ball now. 8 seconds left in the clock. Maybe get a fun buzzer beater here, and a shot off the mark that time from Kai Dillard, and that'll just about do it here. Final buzzer sounds. Indians will not get the win here tonight. 73-43.